Now, here's a reality moment we dream of on Oscar night.
And the Oscar for Best Picture goes to Dallas Buyers Club. Here to accept the award is William Wayborn.
I want to thank a lot of people who died making this movie. I mean, there were so many people who are not alive today that would love to see this kind of a movie being made. I lost all of our friends in that time frame. For some people, it was just bad luck, and for others, it's a tragedy.
William Wayborn will not be accepting an Oscar for Dallas Buyers Club this year, but he's still rooting for the film because he lived the real story that the movie is based on back in the 1980s when he was president of the Dallas Gay Alliance, and Ron Woodruff, the main character in Dallas Buyers Club, was a volunteer there and received services through the center's AIDS clinic. All this week, Oscar-nominated films and the real stories behind them told by some of the folks who definitely weren't actors when they lived this history. From Real People, Best Pictures. That's what we're calling this series.
They got good meds out of Mexico. It's better than what you can get here in the States.
This is protein, totally non-toxic.
And you can't buy this in the USA?
Not approved.
You could be making a fortune off of this.
That's Matthew McConaughey playing Ron Woodruff in Dallas Buyers Club, all about a drug-selling scam to get critical medicine to AIDS patients. William Wayborn knew Ron Woodruff well and certainly remembers those days.
There were buyers clubs all over the country. At those times, we did what we could to bring in drugs because a lot of drugs were considered experimental. And while they were readily available overseas, they weren't available in the United States or were considered illegal. So what Ron did is he sort of monetized it to be able to make money off of it, and no one begrudged him of that. But the Dallas Buyers Club was really just one of many clubs around the country. We also imported drugs through our own clinic by using flight attendants to bring in new experimental drugs that were already in use overseas but still illegal in the U.S.
So Ron is this entrepreneur, Ron Woodruff, played by Matthew McConaughey, is this entrepreneur, homophobe, chauvinistic, kind of a racist cowboy who puts it all together. Is that how you understood Ron Woodruff?
Well, certainly not for the period of time that I knew Ron. Ron worked in our center, which was a gay center. It was run by gay people. He was a patient of our clinic, which was a gay clinic. Now, true, there weren't a lot of other places to go for treatments, but he, you know, he was very much immersed into the gay life, into Dallas at that time. And, you know, no, at that time, people passed for straight for lots of different reasons. And this movie is taken from an interview with Ron in the morning news. And the irony of it is that people, you know, were not going to come out in the Dallas Morning News in the 80s. So I think that what they've done is now they sort of twisted the character to fit a stereotype. And unfortunately, I think it does not serve the purpose well. They really didn't have to create this character. He was a very compelling person. There's no question about it. But he was also very, very sick. You don't go out and ride bulls when you're that sick. And so, you know, he did a lot of things. But there were a lot of people in the same situation who were doing that. Fortunately, Ron got this interview in the paper, and that's what the basis for the movie is. But again, I think that they've tried to twist him into something that he really wasn't.
You know, is part of your point here that Hollywood, even today, needs a hero in portraying the AIDS crisis, and that from your perspective, we really should be past that, that we don't need to clean up or heroize the victims and the people who suffered so greatly when this scourge was at its peak?
Absolutely. The movie is not a bad movie. But it really only focuses on this individual and what was going on in, you know, Dallas at that time. But it's really not a very accurate portrayal of the times. You know, we had four or five funerals a week. You didn't go out and party. You went home and learned how to hank IV poles. It wasn't a pleasant time. And unfortunately, I think the movie sort of glosses over that so that they could create this hero and make him into something that, you know, again, he was a renegade, and he certainly brought drugs into the U.S., but he wasn't the only one. There were a lot of people who were doing the same thing.
Nevertheless, do you think the movie does bring some positive attention to an experience that might that most Americans might be completely unaware of?
Oh, absolutely. Most people under 40 don't even know there was an AIDS crisis endemic of AIDS in the world. So it represents a time when people were really sick and that they died from a lot of opportunistic infections. And in the early days of AIDS and gay activism, we thought that any media portrayal was good because it forced people to talk about it. And I think that's what the movie does. It forces people to not only acknowledge that this existed, but to talk about it. And while it may be controversial, it still requires someone to talk to their kids about it at night.
And are you rooting for this movie to win an Oscar? It's nominated for 6.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that it's a good movie. And both McConaughey and Jared Leto deserve all kinds of recognition for their awards. And I hope that they recognize the individuals who they're portraying. But, you know, losing weight won't get you an Academy Award.
So what do you win if this movie does take home a lot of gold?
I think we all get to talk about the movie. And that's a very important process. As long as we can continue to talk about AIDS and gays, I think that, you know, the world has to recognize that this is a problem still and that individuals are still suffering because of it.
William Wayborn was the president of the Dallas Gay Alliance in the 1980s, which served the gay community and people living with AIDS. Ron Woodruff was a volunteer there. He received services through the center's clinic. And Ron Woodruff, of course, is the central character in the movie Dallas Buyers Club. William, thanks so much.
Thank you.